Today, we'd like to see the title, Why Jesus' Birth on the Earth, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14. Chapter 7, verse 14 says, The Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call His name Emmanuel. We present three questions. Question 1. Did this prophecy of Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14 occur during the reign of Ahaziah the king? When did this prophecy first occur? Question 1. Did this prophecy of Isaiah 7 verse 14 occurred during the reign of Ahaziah, the king of Judah? When did this prophecy first occur? Question 2. What do Jesus and Emmanuel mean? What do Jesus and Emmanuel mean? The last question. Why Jesus' birth on the earth? The last question. Excuse me. Why Jesus' birth on the earth? Jesus Christ was born on December 25th, 2009 years ago, as we know. But actually, the Jesus' birthday, called as Christmas Day, coming from the pagan birth, pagan god Tammuz's birthday. Pagan god Tammuz was born on December 25th. So Tammuz is a Babel god. So, Tammuz's mother name is Shimarmus. Shimarmus, virgin mother, Shimarmus, gave birth his son Tammuz. So Tammuz's birthday, December 25th. When Constantine, the emperor of a Roman government, declared the Roman religion as Christianity. So at that time, the Constantine, the king, declared Jesus' birthday as December 25th, like in Tammuz, in a birth. After then, Catholic and Protestant Christian, so far we used December 25th, the birthday of Jesus Christ. But however, historically, we figured out Jesus was born 4 BC, 4 before Christ. Also, Jesus could have been born in October rather than in December. Because Luke chapter 2, verses 7 and 8 said, And she brought forth his firstborn son, she means the Virgin Mary, and wrapped to him, Jesus Christ, in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now they were in the same country, shepherds, living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. So that time is the shepherds are taking care of their sheep. Also, Jesus Christ was in the manger. So at that time, today in Israel, climate in December, it was so cold. So a baby is not able to be in manger. So therefore, the shepherds are raising sheep. So therefore, that month probably in October rather than in December. But Jehovah's Witness or New Age attacked us Jesus' birthday December 25th or so, because Constantine the Emperor used the pagan god in Tammuz's birthday as Jesus' birthday. So many Christians today celebrate Jesus' birthday on December 25th or so. But many Christians, no Christians can celebrate Tammuz's birth at all. So we are sure that Jesus was born on the earth. Originally, Jesus is God, but the Word is God, so the Word became flesh. So Jesus was born through Virgin Mary. Today, we want to see the verse 14 to say, the Lord Himself will give you a sign. A sign meaning miracle. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. So after Isaiah prophesied to the king Ahaz, the 11th king of Judah. In that time background, Ahaz, the 11th king of Judah, was being invaded by northern country Israel, as well as Syria country, the king. So basically Judah was being invaded by foreign countries. One country is just the northern kingdom of Israel, called as Israel, but the other country, the capital city is Damascus. That country's name was Syria. So Syria and Israel together invaded into Judah. So at that time, Isaiah prophesied to the Ahaz, the 11th king of Judah, said, it shall not stand, nor shall it come to pass. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. Within 65 years, Ephraim will be broken, so that it will not be a people. So basically, Isaiah gave God's word to Ahaz, the southern kingdom, a king, Ahaz. So those invading countries, one is Syria, so will not stand. So Syria country will disappear. Syria country will fall. So also the other one is Israel also will fall. He talked about, for the head of Syria is Damascus. Damascus is the capital city of Syria. And the head of Damascus is Rezin. Rezin is the king of Syria. The king of Syria. Within 65 years, Ephraim. Ephraim is, Israel has 12 tribes. So the Jewish tribe, or Benjamin tribe, you know, many, the 12 tribes. So one of them, tribe's name is Ephraim. Ephraim tribe is majority tribe of a northern kingdom called as Israel. So right here, 65 years, Ephraim will be broken. So Israel will be broken. So historically, in 732 BC, Syria fall. Syria disappeared. Also, 722 BC, Israel destroyed. Disappeared. So Isaiah prophesied in chapter 7, verse 14, in 745 BC. So around after 20 years or 30 years, both invading countries disappeared, as Isaiah the prophet prophesied. So then Isaiah gave God's word continually to Ahaziah, the 11th king of Judah. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. So right here, the Lord himself will give you, you meaning listener, Ahaziah, will give Ahaziah a son, miracle. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. So this prophecy did not occur during the reign of King Ahaziah. So the King Ahaziah, during 736 through 716 BC, before Christ, so he reigned. Although Isaiah the prophet gave God's word to Ahaziah, the 11th king of Judah, this particular verse as a prophecy didn't occur during his time, but only a part was fulfilled, because Ahaziah also was a descendant of King David. So Jesus Christ also is a descendant of King David. So David bloodline, Jesus Christ comes from David bloodline. Likewise, Ahaziah, the 11th king, the listener from Isaiah, the prophet listener. So he also has a bloodline from David the king. So around 700 years later, Jesus Christ was born by the Virgin Mary. That time, this particular verse was fulfilled, was completed, fulfilled. So question one answer, did this prophecy of Isaiah 7 verse 14 occur during the reign of Ahaziah the king? The answer, no, not in 100% fulfilled. The consecutive question, when did this prophecy first occur? 700 letter from the 11th king of Judah, Ahaziah, Jesus Christ was born by the Virgin Mary. At that time, that verse was fulfilled, 700th letter. So right here, Emmanuel is also Matthew chapter 1, verse 23 said, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translate God with us. So Emmanuel means God with us, or God dwelt among us. That means Emmanuel. So Emmanuel means God with us. So Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, and she will bring, she meaning Mary, will bring forth a son. Will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So the angel instructed to Jesus' mother, Virgin Mary, his name Jesus, rather than Emmanuel. So the first question, what does Jesus mean? So Jesus, Jesus English word, but originally coming from Greek word, Jesus. Hebrew name is Jesus Yeshua. Yeshua, Hebrew. Jewish word say Yeshua. Yeshua means Yahweh is a salvation. Yahweh is a salvation. So, Jesus is really Jesus calling from God the Father. Jesus come into the earth to save us from our eternal death because of sins. So, that's Jesus calling or Jesus mission to the earth. So, Jesus name indicates Jesus calling to the earth. That's answer. Chapter 3, verse 16 in the book of Gospel. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Because God so loved the world, or us, that's why God gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into the Virgin Mary womb. So then, whoever believes in Jesus Christ should not perish, which means should be saved from eternal death, that they have everlasting life. So, Jesus means Yahweh is a salvation, that really indicating Jesus calling or Jesus mission to the earth. Then Emmanuel, the Matthew translate Emmanuel means God with us. Also, God with us in John chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was God, and chapter 1, verse 16 says, and the Word became flesh. The Word was God, so the Word became flesh, which means God became flesh. Because Jesus Christ the Father, God the Father. Jesus Christ the Mother, Virgin Mary. So Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is man. Jesus Christ is God and man. If you have a baby cat, so baby cat is a cat. Baby cat is not man, or is not elephant. If you have your daughter, that daughter is a person, a man, a human being. Because you are a human being, so your child also is a human being. Likewise, Jesus Christ the Father is God, therefore Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ the Mother is Mary. Mary is a human being, so Jesus Christ is a human being. So Father, God, Mother, man, so Jesus Christ also, God and man. So that kind of logical consequence. So in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word became flesh. God became flesh. And dwelt among us. This means Emmanuel. So God dwelt among us. So Emmanuel is really outcome of Jesus' birth. Emmanuel is outcome of Jesus' birth. Because Jesus' birth, Jesus came here, Jesus was dead on the cross with bloodshed to cleanse away our sins, was buried for 3 days, and third day rose again, or resurrection, then whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Then the Holy Spirit dwells in us. So that's why God with us, or God dwelt among us, meaning us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So Emmanuel means just the outcome of Jesus' birth, or Emmanuel, consequence of Jesus' birth. So question 2, What do Jesus and Emmanuel mean? Jesus means Yehovah is salvation. Yahweh is salvation. Jesus really indicates Jesus' calling or mission to the earth from God the Father. Emmanuel means God with us or God dwelt among us. That's the outcome or consequence of Jesus' birth to only believers. So that's question two. Question three, why Jesus' birth on the earth? The answer is Emmanuel. Because why Jesus birth on the earth? God is with us. In order that the Lord is with us. That's why Jesus was born on the earth. So question one, did this prophecy of Isaiah 7 verse 14 occur during the reign of Ahaziah, the 11th king of Judah? Answer, no, occurred during 736 through 716 BC. When did this prophecy first occur? About 700 later, 2009 years ago, Jesus was born by the Virgin Mary. So at that time, the Lord himself will give you a sign or a miracle. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. That prophecy was fulfilled. Question two, what do Jesus Emmanuel mean? Jesus, that's a Greek name, but the Hebrew name, Yeshua. Jesus or Yeshua means Yahweh is salvation. Jesus came on the earth to save us because of God the Father's commandment. Therefore, Jesus indicates Jesus' calling or mission to the earth. How about Emmanuel? Emmanuel means God with us. That's the outcome or consequence of Jesus' birth. So last question, why Jesus' birth on the earth? Because God, in order that God is with us through Jesus Christ. So, chapter 3, verse 16, Gospel John said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will not die at all. Even if you might die physically, but your spirit shall be alive, how long? Forever. Because God said, you shall have an everlasting life. Then John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So John chapter 1, verse 16 said, and the Word became flesh. So God became flesh when 2009 years ago, December 25th around, then dwelt among us. Right now, the Spirit of Christ is dwelt among us upon the believers, whoever believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior and your Master. And we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Because of your faith or your belief, you also shall have the Lord Jesus Christ's glory in your heart. Let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. So after finishing the Bible study, I want to answer your question. Okay, let's pray all together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as you forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.